Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast. Myron Gaines,
Fresh Prince CEO.
Guys, today we got a great video for you guys today. We're going to break down what went down last night.
Reaction time.
Objectively, okay? Yeah. And I know you guys love the original intro with the push it to the limit. So don't worry. This is a daytime intro. Let's do it.
Man, it's been a long night,
hey,
man.
What's up, guys? What's up, man? Myron Gaines, Fresh Fit CEO in the house, man. Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast, guys. As you guys can hear from my voice, I just woke up. I had a very late night last night.
And then we have Trey and in the back. Let's get it.
Yeah, we're all tired as hell.
That was a long show, man.
So me and Fresh talked, a quick announcement. So me and Fresh talked, and what we're going to start doing is doing the Patreon calls on the weekend.
Yeah.
After speaking with our, our patrons and everything else, it seems that the weekend tends to be like the best time for everybody to get in. So what we're going to do is we're going to have that weekly Zoom call on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
That way more people can attend.
Because honestly, man, like you guys seen the show last night. I thought the show were like dead the whole day.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like
we sleep the whole day, bro. Yeah. And I barely slept. Like, I didn't go to bed till like 10 in the morning. And then like, yeah, I'm here now. Or no, like even no, like in the afternoon. So
we're losing hair and brain cells.
Yeah. I got... So we're going to have those weekly Zoom calls. But anyway, guys, quick announcement, patreon.com/freshfit, where you guys can find all the behind the scenes exclusive content.
And guys,
that is safe for YouTube.
Quick announcement. We're going to have this month a special Patreon video. It's going to be X-rated on Patreon in studio. So guys, this month, you want to be a Patreon because it's going to be lit. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be crazy. Never before done stuff on Patreon. It's coming to your computer screen or your phone screen.
I guess the naked interviews are coming. So that you guys have been waiting for. Yeah. Guys. So definitely get on there. We're going to have a lot more exclusive content. But yeah, those Zoom calls are going to be moved to weekends because pretty much we took a poll and overwhelmingly the guys want it on the weekends. So we're just going to do it then. Also, get on there because we have at the 97 tier, guys, we answer questions with a video response.
Yep.
We answer everything when it comes to fitness, real estate investing, crypto, everything else like that.
Credit,
to help
social
you become
media,
better fitness,
business.
All that stuff, guys, is there. Also, we're on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts.
Everywhere.
Every single podcast platform you could think of. Those are just the top three, but we're even on the smaller ones like Acast, whatever.
If you were a truck driver, you listened to last night's episode. You had a long time to listen to it.
Yeah.
On the road. Facts.
Podcast platform you could think of. Those are just the top three, but we're even... Chris, sorry. My
and
bad,
then
guys.
Get the gear, man. Get the gear, bro.
Yeah, guys. And then the gear... Fresh Fit Podcast Store. I put on the special I Feel Like shirt on for today because of today's show.
Put the camera behind me if you don't mind.
Upon you.
Check out the hoodies, guys.
Yeah, those are the hoodies that has the back. And then, guys, this shirt is a prototype. So this one, when you buy the regular one, it's not going to have this print on it, and it's going to have the Simpson, the pimps in the back, just like Fresh's hoodie. But this is an old prototype. But this is basically the design. Get the I Feel Like t-shirts. I wore it for this special occasion for today because there was a lot of I Feel Likes on this reaction.
I feel like.
But yeah, go ahead and get the gear, guys.
I feel like
also,
I'm misogynistic.
Most importantly, guys, please subscribe to our Clips channel. Okay.
Yeah.
We have a full on, and Chris, can you show them? We have a full on Clips channel, guys, where you can find bite sized portions of each interview for 7 to 15 minutes. Excuse me. And on there, you guys, if you don't have the 2 hours, you can watch the full show there. Or sorry, you can watch the clips there of the best parts. And dude, the channel is growing. So guys, please subscribe to the channel. I was looking at the numbers yesterday.
We need 100K.
Around 83%, guys, of our subs, or sorry, of our viewers on that channel are not subscribed.
That's crazy.
This channel gets a lot of views. It gets like over 3 million a month, like almost 4 million. But 80% plus are not subscribed, guys. So please subscribe so we can hit 100K on there. We can get another plaque and we can flex it on all our haters that talk smack about us all day and make consistent
plus,
videos.
You find the best clips there anyway, the best clips for the channel. So
yeah. And yeah, my goal is to just get multiple channels up to 100,000 so we can clown the guys that have been on YouTube for years that talk smack about us.
50K Trey, man, vlog channel.
Stuck at a low level.
How'd I get the 50K as well? You see behind the scenes of the vlogs, the dates, you know, when we travel. Timcast, we just uploaded that one. No Jumper as well.
Yeah, I give a lot of free game on Fresh's stuff too, guys.
Yeah, a lot.
On his vlog channel. So, like, if you guys want to see behind the scenes and see, like, what the day in the life is, like, what goes into making the shows.
Yeah, when Myron confronted Blue Jazz, that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, you guys see a bunch of stuff behind the scenes, man. So yeah, definitely subscribe to that YouTube channel as well, man. You get to see all the cool stuff behind the scenes. Yep.
Cool. And then we got Twitch, man. Twitch is better quality, guys, all around. So open up a new tab, go on Twitch as well, support us there. And then we got Chris's Twitch channel as well. Chris, what are you going to be doing on there? Games, right?
Yeah, I got games, Q&As, just, you know, a chill session. Mm-hmm. Because most of you guys want to know more behind the scenes, my input, my advice on how producing and how to deal with the girls behind the scenes.
You need to upload, nigga. That's what you need to do.
Well, yeah, I'm moving. So when I set up my new place, guys, I'll let you know. And then let's get it.
Cool. Yeah, Chris in the middle of moving right now, guys. So he's pretty much homeless. He's going from Airbnb to Airbnb.
I'm like, spend too much money on this shit.
Yeah, nah, his apartment opens up on like, what, the 26th?
Yeah, 26.
So when he's fully moved in and settled, he's going to start uploading content on there and getting some.
And then for any video ideas, man, DM Trey Talk Sports. He might be private, but send him all the DMs that you want.
Yeah.
He should respond to them.
To include the dick pics.
And guys, if Trey doesn't respond to you, please don't send it to me.
Well, Trey Talk responded to me, Chris. Here's a video.
Bro, I'm going to delete you off the rip.
Yeah. So, yeah, guys, just hit up Trey with content ideas because Trey is like our YouTube strategist, guys, in case you guys didn't know. Trey watches a lot of YouTube. He knows everybody in the game and everything else like that. Very smart guy. So, he's a big part of a lot of our strategizing when it comes to like getting guests, making, setting up schedules for interviewing people. By the way, speaking of which, quick announcement. I think I mentioned it the other day. We got Adam Ali coming next week on Monday, guys. So shout out to him.
Yep.
For some of you guys that don't know, that's Adam Ali from the former YouTube channel Ali Family, right, Trey? Like, what was their original family YouTube channel?
They're from Canada, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Right?
Yeah. So yeah, some from the Ali family. So. Definitely tune in for that, man. We're going to get to kind of hear his side of the story because obviously the media tried to paint him in a bad light, making some crazy allegations about him.
Him,
like,
and his wife.
Like he assaulted her, which he did not do. You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to give him a platform to tell his side. So let's hit these super chats real quick before we get into the show. JBlaze11 says, an example of emotions overriding rationality, $2. Thank you so much. Diego Osario, $50. Red said, an example of female leadership is the countries that mainstream media reported that handled the bug well in 2020, like AU. What MSM didn't report is how female-led countries like Argentina, Belgium, Bolivia did piss porn handling the bug.
There you go.
McCandle Yasharala. Mad respect for how you handled the discussion last night. To be honest, she knew you were eating her up as with logic. So she said in a try to make you incriminate yourself, big applause to Myron. Okay. Michael Rearson. Redhead is the typical type of girl who will key your car and say she doesn't hate men. Fellas, COVID rules. 6 feet apart at all times with this one. Oh, shit. TJ Jade, it's okay for women to finesse men for foodie dates, wear makeup, and not look like themselves, but it's not okay for a man to manipulate with harmless words, BS. Okay. And then Sean Jackson, 20 hours. Myron, I was taking an Advil for you, brother. I'm glad you took one for the team, but the guys needed to see this to see A, the depths of female manipulativeness, and then B, how to hold frame against it if you need to engage it. Yep. Myron and Fresh, you guys are extraordinary. This is from, and that was from Sean Jackson. This is from A7X. Myron and Fresh, you guys are extraordinary. May God bless you too. Shout out to Fresh for eating clean and hitting the gym. It's definitely making you evolve as a person. You're sharper and more confident now.
Thank you, brother. He had
chicken fried rice yesterday, though. I had to clown him. Animal Skeezer 86. How do I let my intent unknown when trying to smash, especially on first day? Just out, divorce, grinding 70 plus hours a week. Money first, just need to know how to close more. Because women are abundant. Yeah, bro, get on our Patreon. We talk about this in excruciating detail. Getting back on the marketplace, patreon.com/freshfit.
Guys, whenever you join Patreon, go all the way down to the bottom because there's hella content there that you guys didn't see that's really relevant to your
guys, help. We post, every day?
Every day.
Every day we post a new video on Patreon, guys. We ain't messing around.
Every single day.
So every single day. And then let's see what else here. Just getting through these super chats, guys, and then we're going to get into it. We got Sean Jackson, manipulative, controlling. Red and Blue were giving up the game using those words. Red was triggered because she knew that'd make her want to F the guy for validation if he called another chick. Okay. Christopher Serdak, 20 hours. Guys, keep it up. You're making a difference. Watch the series. The Pacific men want to earn honor. Women want to consume it. Okay.
There you go.
Black Wolfing, $5. Congratulations. Ultra Instinct, Myron Gaines, Fresh and ACP with the clutch shots. The cap was over 9,000 to the 10th power. Bay. That was madness. That's
it hilarious. Was, bro.
Yeet or be yeeted beach.
Number three.
Yo, I'm always dead at this. At this guy's like his picture
and his account itself too.
That evil what's that character from Thundercats?
Thundercats.
Right?
And he has all three accounts up as a member, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yo, shout out to you,
shout
bro.
Shout out to, man.
Like, yo, I'd be dead when I see that goddamn avatar picture. Yeet or
Beyeti Beach.
I was actually pissed off last night, and that's difficult to do. She did all the sign language and mental gymnastics just to prove you right. Yeah, you know, it is what it is. We're going to get into that.
She didn't
want to
be wrong.
Malik Dien, this is for your troubles with Red last night. She came with an agenda to put down the podcast and failed.
You want to say your current take on it?
Definitely. When she came in, because it was the one of the blonde hair Victoria, she invited all four of her friends, and she was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna come to a show off for my friends. Can you please reserve the spot for us?" So I was like, "Okay," it's kind of, you know, suspicious. And as soon as Red walked in the studio, she was mad quiet. I'm like, "I've seen this before, Jutritron," and I'm like, and you gotta understand, I called her out before this shit began. I'm like, "You mad quiet? You okay? Everything's good?" It's like, "Yeah, I'm just listening." Okay, something's up. But I didn't quite know it was going to happen to that extent because her sister was chill with us. But yeah,
no,
man.
I mean, she did it say beginning, like, you know, hey, are you okay with different points of view? So like, I already knew she was prepared to, like, you know, she was going to, which is fine. I don't mind it, guys. Despite popular opinion, like, I don't mind it if a girl wants to come in and, like, challenge our views. I think that's very important. Being in an echo chamber is stupid. And quite frankly, that's one of the things that sucks about the RP community is that, like, guys are in their own echo chambers. Very rarely are we opening up the platform to get different perspectives in, you know? And how can we become better if we don't know what the opposition is thinking? You know what I'm saying?
You have to.
Yeah.
Because think about it, right? If we just talk to them on ourselves, that's one thing. But you need to hear her point too, because guess what? Now we can validate what we're seeing to even further extent.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
And I'm going to get into that in a second, but let's finish reading this. T-Maka, yo, guys, been watching last November. You guys spit facts and keep it real. Last night was mad. I couldn't believe what my eyes were watching. Shout out to the crew and keep preaching kings from UKGs.
Bro.
Thank you so much. Iron Sides, $5. Super sticker, King of the North, $29.99. Props for keeping composure last night. You guys are taking over YouTube for sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
The redhead was draining Myron. Good job, bro. Your composure is getting Super Saiyan like Goku in the Hyperbolic Time Chamber. Fresh, let's go vlog for vlog, pog for pog.
That's Solo TV 84.
Okay.
TV 84.
Shout out to Solo,
man.
I didn't even see the emblem there.
He called me the other day. He just did a collab with
I saw Pog, I was like, whoa, hold on. And then, okay.
He did a collab with AMS too.
Yeah.
Shout out to Solo, man.
Shout out to Solo. Shout out to AMS. Monte Music 9 hours. Do you recommend holding your girl's hand out in public while walking, or is that beta? It depends on the situation, bro.
Yeah.
Frank Alvar, $10. Red's language has Missandra's undertones to it. Her logic is hilarious. Oh, man.
Guys,
okay. From this point forward, we're going to have to read 20 and up, but I'm going to read the rest that came in. What up, guys? Watched last night's show at work. Realized my Fab and Fit joke came off wrong. No disrespect intended. All love and support on this side. No, it's all good, bro. We know the Fab and Fit thing is a insider joke.
It's a joke.
Julian Backwood, $20. That was crazy last night. Yes, I'm an AC contractor. Thank you. Man of Cough. $5. Been around since Minister Jap explained game vid. Definitely respect the brand. Keep hustling and keep climbing as a team. Much love and best wishes.
Thanks, man.
Cough. Thank you.
Team San.
She talked about you manipulating women, but don't women manipulate men for dates? And why come back to my place if you're not interested? $10. Team San. That's fine.
Yep.
And then we got Dan Dappered Up, $2.99.
Lit Chris is the best Chris. Saw him on vlog. Yeah, Chris was lit, man, the other night. It's funny. Awestrike, $20. Good job putting her in her place. She's intelligent enough, but unfortunately, that comes with a inferiority complex that doesn't allow her to admit defeat in realms of knowledge outside her area of expertise. Hashtag Israel number two. So the Israeli girl.
Oh yeah.
That's funny.
Myra.
And the OS underscore 320. Redhead did her best to damage the show using words like grape. Thank you for not letting her get away with it. Athletes who got light on, thank you as well. There you go.
And then Wayne, $25. Guys, Red last night was using guilt by association to land the charge of misogyny and grape without accusing you directly. She was cool, calm, and calculated in her attack on the show. She studied you guys beforehand. Yep. And DL Saint, $100. If y'all do a 500K party, I got two bottles after last night. Maybe a case. Never stop, brothers. Thank you so much. That's DL Saint with the big $100.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for that.
If we do a party, it's going to be inside a club.
Yeah. We're going to do it inside a club.
With a table.
We learned from last time.
Yeah, with a table.
And we're going to oversee it ourselves.
Yeah.
We had some other people oversee it last time, and, you know, it is what it is.
But now we're welcoming it today in Miami now.
Yeah, we're going to 100% control ourselves. Nandino OV, $5. What's the minimum tier on Patreon to see the X-rated video?
Honestly, 50, right? 50.
To see all content?
50.
Yeah, it's 50. And then 97 is to ask questions. So, okay, guys. So, we got 4,000 live viewers, by the way, guys.
Guys, like the video.
Yeah, on your way
in. Sub to the channel, man.
Like the video on your way in, guys, please. Let's, I guess, kind of go over this, what happened yesterday. So, as you guys know, we do a late night show almost every night now. We bring on lovely ladies from all different parts of Miami. Girls, at this point, you know, we're blessed where we've been able to grow at an exponential level. We've had women come in and fly in just to be on the show. They've girls come from local area.
Drove from Tampa 8 hours, man, yeah, just to come on the show.
You know, so we've been able to, you know, get a lot of girls to come on the show with different viewpoints and everything. As you guys have seen, we've brought on everything from porn stars to college students,
career
to
women,
masters, grads, to
PhD,
police officers, to, you know, professional women. Yep. We brought women unemployment. From all
unemployment, too. Oh, yeah.
You know, because one of the biggest critiques that we get on the show is that
you bring the same type of girls every single show.
Literally.
The same girls.
It's one of
we don't.
Oh, you bring on, all you do is bring on dumb bimbos, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, no, guys, we bring on professional women. It's just that what people don't understand is that just because the hardware, right, is different, the software is the same, guys. Every girl looks different or whatever, but you guys got to understand that there's a deep-rooted indoctrination of modern-day women that most Western women share, okay? So, and yesterday was a perfect example of that, you know?
She looks nice, cute, and sweet, but that, yo, yo, real talk. Imagine you marry her, bro. Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit. You bro, marry her, man. You took an L for that.
That's hey, you know, I'm not saying nothing else, but yeah,
and,
there you go.
And this is the world that we live in, guys. So we do this late night show or whatever, and obviously for some of you guys that tuned in yesterday, we had a discussion on a couple of different things, but one topic that came up was our views on women when they don't want to give you, we'll keep you too friendly, bedroom fun, how you should react to it. And you guys know from watching this podcast that we teach you, what's one of the main tenets we teach you? We teach you never let women leverage bedroom fun against you for compliance. Because for those of you that don't know, the way women deal with men is their strategy typically is this. Women want attention, resources, security, etc. for men, correct? So what they do a lot of the time is to get that from you, they leverage sex for compliance to some degree. Whether women want to accept it or not, that is what they do. Because very rarely do women give you bedroom fun for free. Like if we were to like pause, do you shake my hand real quick, Fresh? Right?
Dang.
That right there, right?
Is a value exchange.
Is a value exchange, an equal value exchange. That's exactly what bedroom fun is. But women always treat bedroom fun like a value loaded exchange. So typically women feel that you still owe them something after you bang them, whether it's more time, attention, resources, whatever. So we tell guys is don't let women run girl game on you and make you wait for bedroom fun. And the reason why I tell guys don't wait for it is because you best believe she's giving it to someone else for far less effort. Okay. Like I used the example yesterday, which kind of got her triggered. I used the example of a used car, right? Like girls are similar to used car salesmen in that what they do is they try to sell you a product that has mileage on it, right? And try to tell you, oh, it has new windows, it has new this, blah, blah, blah. But they are reluctant to tell you the mileage on it, which is women basically not telling you their body count. And I know that sounds, oh, that's so awful, misogynistic. But men need to understand that this is kind of the same game that women run when they want to get attention from you, right? To get that, to give you that bedroom fun. So guys need to be able to stand their ground and have the abundance mindset. Well, if you have the abundance mindset and you act on it, what does that mean? That means if you don't get desired behavior from girl, you remove girl and get other girl and move on, right? Because that right there is a definition of an abundance mindset. You're not chasing women that aren't reciprocating interest.
Yeah.
So when we said this, there was a lot of contention, and we're going to play the clip here in a second and talk about it. But Fresh, what's your take on this?
Yeah, man. So we have a saying, don't chase, replace. And she brought up many, I would say, triggering words to try to trigger us, like, you know, grape and like misogynistic. But in reality, think about this, right? If we were grapey, the girl would be staying and we'd be enforcing her to stay. But then we're saying, no, leave, and I'll bring another high interest girl that actually wants me. So in this case, like she brought up a lot of points here that were pretty much irrelevant, but she wanted to prove her point. And I'll say this, regarding us and whatever we teach on the show, it's kind of like, okay, we understand, look, not every girl's going to be into you, and she might have an agenda. And that's fine. If that's the case, you can leave. I'm going to bring a girl that actually wants me, and I'll chill with her. So all we're saying in this case is that, like, okay, if you're taking girls out on dates and, you know, you want to get a certain result, you're not getting that result, that is fine. She can go away. She can leave. That's her choice. That's her body. Understandable. But we also have a choice as well. Our choice is, hey, you know what?
And many times men forget that.
Yeah.
That they have a choice too.
If she wants to do that, that is fine. I'll find a girl that actually wants to do it, and that's my prerogative. And guess what? That's ultimate abundance mindset, because now you're not thirsty over one girl. You can have many girls. And you know what? If Jackie doesn't want to do it, Susie will. So,
yeah. So we're going to play a clip here just to give you guys some context. So you guys could kind of see where we're coming from here.
Yeah.
So, Chris, can we pull that up? And we're going to play it from we're going to play portions, guys.
This was a 3-hour long video, man, yeah. Last night.
Yeah. And this started, just to give you guys a little bit more background, this started with what happened was, Chris, can we pull up the video?
Yeah.
Super chats.
Just pull up the video real quick, because we, we'll read the super chats after the first breakdown.
So basically, she asked us a question on the show. Uh-huh. She was like, I think it was regarding why, what was our opinion on women, basically, is it right or wrong? Mm-hmm. On women, what's the question again? It was like,
we were at the end of the show, hey, what are your thoughts? And then she said, oh, you guys have misogynistic undertones. And then that's when we got into this discussion.
Yeah, but
that's what happened.
But then she asked another question inside that segment as well, regarding, I forgot what it was, man, but it was a dumb question. But we answered it, but not directly. She's like, oh.
It was probably why, because she said that, when I said that men don't want a woman with a past.
Right.
Women want a man with a future, and men don't want a woman with a past.
Right.
And when I said that, she said, well, that's shallow that you look at a girl's body count like that. And I was saying, well, actually, it's not shallow. And there's a bunch of reasons why
the foundation.
Men have a serious issue with promiscuous women. And it's deep rooted in for millennia. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because men need to ensure paternity. And the women didn't understand that. So as you guys know on this podcast, I always use analogies for women to understand where we're coming from. So what I asked the girls was, hey, guys, what is your deepest, darkest fear? Every girl on the panel pretty much said getting raped by a dude or kidnapped or whatever in an alley. That was like your biggest fear. And I said, okay, so you know that fear and pain that you feel from like that potentially happening, right? Yeah. Okay, that's how men feel when they're raising a kid that they thought was theirs. It wasn't until I did that that they were like, oh, I didn't know that. And I was like, yeah, you don't know that because women don't understand men at all most of the time. Like, we're very different in the things we fear tend to be, you know, not the same as women. You know what I'm saying? Men have other fears, but a man raising a child that he thought was his long-term, putting his resource, his time, etc., is and being manipulated out of that and not knowing that the kid is his, that's a big deal. There's a reason why, gentlemen. There's a reason why. You watch crime thrillers or whatever it is. What happens when a woman cheats on her husband? That dude goes ballistic.
Crazy.
He burns the house down. He like, you know, murders her in the you know, OJ Simpson. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, RIP Nicole Simpson. But like a female infidelity leads to some of the worst. How do I say this? It leads to some of the worst sides of men, because men are literally designed to protect themselves from being cucked to the craziest degree. So there's a reason why it leads to some kind of revulsion that makes them do despicable things, because it is awful for men to raise a child that isn't theirs. It's just that women don't understand until I give them the female equivalent, then they're able to empathize. But if I don't put it like that, they can rarely understand. Well, why is it such a big deal if a girl's promiscuous? There's a bunch of reasons why, but you just don't get it because you're not a man.
It was very clear that these women, especially on the show tonight, that night, didn't really know what men really want. And I asked, I asked a question.
They couldn't answer it.
Hey, do you know what men want? They were like, crickets.
Yeah.
So, facts.
Let's play this portion. And we got 5,343 of you guys in here.
Like the video.
Please like the video.
Sub to the channel.
So, heated debate. This is the video. And guys, the timestamps for this video are down, are there. We put timestamps to every single video, guys,
yeah,
to help you guys be able to navigate around it. But we're going to play here from, I think, when she makes the first claim that 21. We're misogynistic. All right.
Okay, but what do you think? What do you think? What's okay, but don't worry about what other people are outside of it. But how do you?
This is the difference between how men and women think. This is a perfect example right now. Guys, take your fucking notebooks down. Notice how we said we accept reality, right, for what it is. Fuck our feelings. We accept it for what it is.
Yeah.
Wait, Chris, you guys want us to get on the female lens. This is not it. Oh. Hey, Short Cappy, thank you so much for the 40 gifted subs, bro. We appreciate it.
This is the beginning part.
Yeah.
Is this it?
Yeah. This is the first part.
No. Well, yeah. This is when she asks us about how do we feel about, you know, men and women's relations.
Right.
And so, is it wrong that it's this way?
Yeah.
Starting 2 minutes?
Yeah,
all right, cool.
Let it ride, yeah.
Yeah, we'll let it ride then. And feel it's wrong or right.
Our hope.
And we're telling you that reality is immoral, so we don't care. Men aren't... Our feelings are irrelevant. We accept objective reality. So oh, how do I feel about this? We don't feel anything. We accept it.
I understand the reality, but this was a segment. This was the part of the show that you guys were saying, do you have any questions for us? And I was asking you for your opinion. And you guys were saying, oh, I can't comment on this. Maybe you guys should just watch this podcast back and see what I was saying, because I feel like you guys are not understanding, or you just don't want to, you don't want to say the words, which I understand, because this is what your podcast like relies on. This is your whole basis of your podcast. You guys are like reframing misogynistic ideals for modern men to consume and be okay with. So, but that was my question. And if you guys don't want to answer it,
what was misogynist?
Yeah. Can you tell us what was misogynistic about the podcast?
Nice. Please tell us.
You guys can just scroll through your Instagram page. You guys.
Can you tell us what was misogynistic?
Just one thing.
One thing.
Because that's a pretty serious claim.
It is.
That's a pretty.
You guys have your preferences, and you guys have your preferences, which is fine. But there are definitely some misogynistic tendencies you guys have, especially throughout your Instagram page. Can you tell us what it is, then? Yeah. For example, on one of your posts, I believe you said there was an example that you wanted to hook up with a girl, she didn't want to hook up with you, mm-hmm. Which is fine. Like mm-hmm. you said, it was fine.
Yeah.
But I had to put her in her place. So I said, okay, guys, if a girl doesn't want to hook up with you, that's fine. But put her in her place. You got to call another girl in front of her and let her know. Like, it just seems like in that little video I saw, it's like your ego is so hurt by the fact that a woman doesn't want to sleep with you that you have to go out of your way to disrespect her instead of just leaving her apartment and going. You have the freedom to do what you want to do. You want to go sleep with five girls after her? That's fine. But it's just like, you know, you guys definitely have those misogynistic tendencies. And I see it in your comments, girls, you know, going off in your comments. And it's just like, but I get it. This is the basis of your podcast. This is why guys watch your podcast. Your fan base is just like you guys, you know, a lot of the time, I'm sure. But I mean, it's interesting to hear. And I thank you for inviting me. And
all right.
You know,
so hold on. No. I gotta rebut that real quick.
No, of course. Yeah.
So, okay. So when a woman says, I don't want to have sex, is she... she's making a boundary, essentially, right? She's saying she doesn't want to have sex, right? So what is wrong with me also having a boundary and saying, if you don't want to have
floating,
and then we're gonna okay, because yeah, so guys, just for context, like, this is towards the end of the show.
Yeah,
we typically ask to go around the table, hey ladies, what do you guys think of the show or whatever, and last thoughts or last questions. And then she asked us, how did we feel about the state of dating? And we said, well, we don't feel anything. We just accept reality.
We adapt.
And she kept trying to tell us, like, but don't you think that's morally wrong? And yeah. Then that's why I responded saying, love in relationships is immoral in general. So for us to have a feeling towards it is irrelevant. We have to accept objective reality.
She wanted us to give an emotional response. Exactly,
like,
emotional
do
response.
Do we think it's wrong or right? And I was saying, it's neither. It's immoral. There is no wrong or right when it comes
my
to
my feelings
love and war.
To the situation is irrelevant.
Yeah.
I have to just make it happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, I feel this way, so it should be this way. No. Reality is reality. I can't change reality.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, but she wanted us to give like an emotional response, and we can't, like, we're not going to do that because it's irrelevant to make that. How we feel about a situation is irrelevant. You either got to accept reality or cry about reality. And as you guys know from watching this podcast and me screaming all the time, we accept reality over here. Yep. We're not going to let emotions get in the way of fogging the lenses of how we view the world. Keep playing it a little bit longer, Chris. Or is it acting
have
up?
Sex? Now you no right. longer get my attention. Leave. What is wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, so how is that misogynistic that I'm exerting a boundary as well in response to her exerting her boundary?
No, saying to leave is fine. I'm saying you said that you're like, no, guys. If she, place. You got to put her in her place. You got to put her in your place. And in that moment, you got to call a girl in front of her. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I said, I'll call a girl in front of her.
Yeah.
But the point is that you need to remember, keep in mind that I'm teaching men, not women. Mm-hmm. So what a lot of guys will do is they'll let their girl sit there and continue to get their non-sexual attention and think it's okay.
And hope.
Reinforce. All right. So I basically break down here why you should never reinforce undesired behavior from women. And she had a contention with that.
Can we play
the
clip?
We're gonna play the video. Chris has the Instagram video queued up here.
Because she's saying this video was so misogynistic.
Yeah.
And
we're
gonna
play the video for you guys. We actually played it on stream as well, but we'll play it here for you guys, not off of the video. So this is the video she's talking about here, guys. Which actually was from our TikTok that has been since banned.
And that was back December 2020.
Yep. So she did some good research.
All the way down.
Not enough, but she did some research. So yeah, guys, so we're gonna play this video here so you guys know exactly what she's referring to. And notice how I never said put a girl in her place or any of these other phrases that she mentioned. But all right, so can we unmute it?
Yep. Play.
Guys, when a girl's at your crib and she says, oh, I don't want to have any bedroom fun. Totally cool. You can't get mad. You basically get up, say, all right, no problem. And you're going to go call another girl. Okay. And then what's going to happen is she's going to hear you talking to another girl. Competition anxiety spikes. And then you're going to come back and you're going to tell her, listen, I respect your boundaries. I understand you don't want to have any bedroom fun, but I got my needs and I'll see you later. And you tell her to leave. Simple as that, guys. Never, ever let a girl leverage bedroom fun against you to try to get some compliance. She's within her right to not give you the fun, but you're within your right to get the fun from somebody else. Don't be stupid. Don't chase, replace.
Okay, question. What part of that was grapey, misogynistic, or a man just having standards? Hey,
and
you
we'll
know
get
what?
Get into the grapey part here.
You
in
don't want to. You don't want to smash. That's cool. You yeah. could leave, shorty.
Yep.
I'm gonna call somebody else. This is all good.
Yep.
Like, what part of that was grapey? That's yeah. what. I don't know, bro. She was tweaking, dog. She was tweaking on that part. I was like, yo, what are you talking about? This yeah. video is not in any way misogynistic.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. So. So as you guys can see, right, that was the video, which, you know, I didn't say anything about putting her in her place or because she also made another claim that I said that we constantly refer to girls as bitches. And I was like,
where?
Well, we refer to everyone as bitches to include men as well.
Yeah. If like, you're not doing what you need to do.
Yeah. We insult everyone equally. You know, I've kicked men off the show. I've kicked women off the show. No one is impervious to being, you know, insulted for stupidity.
But what's funny is she calls the girls bitches also, too.
Yeah, because she said, well, here, let's play the, let's continue playing the clip, which is kind of funny.
Okay, 1 second. Let me just load it up.
Bro, she was tripping, bro. I mean, look, she's not a bad person at all.
Yeah, guys, don't send her hate DMs.
But it's kind of like, yo, if you're going to bring out these claims, at least have some proof to back it up, like literally.
Because here's the thing, guys, we're going to debate her again. Yeah. I told her, bring your feminist friends and let's do this.
Yeah.
Because I can put my emotions aside. Mm-hmm. For business purposes and giving you guys the best content we can. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Clearly there's a disconnect in the way we think, but hey, if we can have these tough conversations,
good radio.
It's good radio. You guys will enjoy it. And then also you guys will get a deep dive into the modern day female psyche, because here's the thing that I want you guys to understand and why this discussion was so important. I applaud this woman because she had the backbone to say how she really feels.
Yeah.
And the thing is that a lot of women feel this way and think this way. It's just that they're never going to tell you that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of women, which, you know, Kat kind of showed this as well, and other girls at the table agreed with them, is that they feel as though they're entitled to your attention while simultaneously not reciprocating and giving you what you want. I'm going to say that again. Slow it down. I just dissed you. Sorry to concede it, right?
Yeah.
A lot of women feel entitled to your time, attention, and resources while not giving you anything back in return. That's how they feel. And we're going to talk about it. There's a clip that shows that here in a second.
Yeah.
But this is very important for you guys to see, because when a man puts up boundaries, it's considered toxic, manipulative, whatever. But when a woman sets up boundaries, like, I don't want to smash, well, that's within her right. It's her body, her choice. But if I turn around and say, well, my money, my time, my choice. No, you can't do that. You can't withdraw your attention from me. I should be able to continue to get it regardless of if I give you something or not. And that's the world we live in now. You know what I'm saying? Women nowadays want equality only when it suits them. You know what I'm saying? So when I said, oh, we call all girls bitches, she was like, no, but that's messed up. And I was like, have you never called someone a bitch that's a woman before? And she was like, well, and she couldn't answer the question. I said, have you? She's like, well, does that make you a misogynist for saying that? And she was like, well, and that I was just using her logic on her, so it didn't make sense. But let's keep playing the video so you guys can see what I'm talking about here. And we got 6,424 of you guys in here, man. Thank you guys so much. You guys could be anywhere in the world, but you're here. All right. Please like the video, guys. I don't want to stop it. Like the video.
You're reinforcing undesirable behavior from the woman, mm-hmm. and you're letting her know it's acceptable for you to withhold sex from me. And what I'm telling men is, no, that's not acceptable. Kick her out of your house. Just like you have the ability to exert your boundary. I don't want to have sex. I don't feel comfortable. Cool.
That's fine.
On the male side, I don't feel comfortable hanging out with you anymore. Now you have to leave. The problem is this, ladies. Anytime a man exerts a boundary, right, of what he wants from a woman, especially if it's sexual, it's considered misogynistic. So in other words, it's okay for women to say what they want from men, but it is not okay for men to say what they want from women. And what we simply tell guys is,
You have the option to kick her out too. You don't have to sit there and tolerate her leveraging sex against you for compliance. That is not misogynistic. Can, do you know what the definition of misogyny is?
There we go.
I'm saying that's not you telling her to leave or you leaving is
what
not
does, what does misogyny mean? What does misogyny mean?
Misogyny, it's like, you know, being against women in general.
No, it is the hatred and or contempt of women.
Yes.
Thank where you do for we that say we hate women? Definition.
Please tell us where.
Where do we hate women?
Where?
Where do you hate women?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that the only definition of misogyny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why,
very, very strong words.
It's a very, it's a very serious accusation. So if you're going to say that
real quick,
then back it up with it. We have no. So I want to bring attention to this because this isn't the first time that we've been called misogynists.
Yeah.
And I want to let you guys know that we live in a world now where women openly throw the word misogyny around anytime a man stands up to them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
With standards.
Like if a man has standards or preferences or whatever, it's immediately labeled as misogynistic. And it's actually kind of funny because I said, I use that same logic against them. And I was like, well, okay, you know what? We'll play the clip.
We'll play the clip and let you guys see it
because you guys got to see it to believe it. And that's a little bit later on. So, okay, we'll make this point here. And then we're going to go over to when she says the grapey comment. So, all right, keep playing.
I just gave you a whole example. You can play it back on the podcast later if you want to listen to it again. But and you've even called a woman a bitch on your podcast live. Sorry for saying the B word.
Hold on. How does me exerting a boundary show that I hate women?
Maybe she meant patriarchal, not so much misogynistic.
No. Let her answer it.
Thank
you.
Yeah. So
I already explained it wasn't the fact that you were setting a boundary.
No, I don't know why. You might have to degrade the quality down, Chris, a bit.
It is. It's probably...
Just refresh,
too.
Yeah, refresh it and then degrade the quality. I don't know why, guys. Sorry,
free
apologize.
Do whatever you want.
I don't know why StreamYard does this. Every time we play YouTube videos, sometimes it just, like, it doesn't play, like, smooth. So,
Try it now.
All right.
Juan, I'm saying that mentality of your ego is so hurt that a woman doesn't want to have sex with you. Why should there be consequences to that? Because she doesn't want to have sex with you. If she doesn't want to have sex with you, she doesn't want to have sex with you.
But who's
and
hurt?
That's fine.
He's not hurt.
You're saying,
getting what he wants.
I'm happy. Good.
You're saying that you're obviously, you feel some type of way.
No.
You obviously feel some type of way because you feel the need to play these manipulative games to make the girl feel bad is what I'm saying. That's the messed up part. That's what I'm saying.
I'm actually happy. You know why? Because now I know she doesn't want me like that. That's fine. You go your way, I'm gonna go my way. It's done at that point.
Then
if
you didn't feel some type of way about it, you wouldn't be calling someone else to play manipulative mind games on her.
No, understand, right? You wanna have a date, you wanna have fun, cool. I wanna get laid.
Yeah.
So if you don't wanna do it, that's fine. If Jackie won't do it, Becky might. What's wrong with that?
But you gotta say, Mara said go to another room and call another girl.
And then come back
and say, hey, listen, you're in your right to do what you want, please leave.
But
right,
so he also said that she's going to hear you talk.
All right. So we're going to go over to the next part where she makes the other accusation. So as you guys can see, I didn't let up because the thing is that when someone calls you misogynist, you don't want to let that fly. You know, you want them to definitely be able to like prove why, because that's a pretty serious accusation. Here, we'll show that next, Chris. We'll show that next.
All right, cool.
Yeah, we'll show that next.
Oh, I didn't even see that one.
Yeah. We'll show that at the end. And that was from an Instagram post earlier, guys, and we'll explain everything so that you guys so it all makes sense at the end. So we're gonna play the next one here about the next accusation.
Pull up screenshots. I mean,
pull up the video and just click the timestamp.
You have to be submissed and like
submissed.
And shout out to Moz, by the way, for doing timestamps. By the way,
yeah. Shout out to Moz for helping us with those timestamps, guys. Like that's a huge help, man. Like the video's done and we pretty much so. All right. Hey, shout out to Mad
Dog.
Shout out
to Mad Dog.
Gifted subs, by the way. Appreciate that.
Gifted subs, man.
Chris, can we hit that?
Yep. Put into control because they don't want to have sex with you. And yeah, there's a misogynistic tone to that. And it's a very, honestly, pretty rapey misogynistic tone to that. That contributes to like a lot of sexual violence against women all over the world.
At what point did he say to put a hand on women? At what point?
How's that rapey?
Did I say that? It didn't come out of my mouth.
You said rapey.
You just said rapey.
Some people might interpret it.
Some people interpret it as that.
You might
yeah.
think of it like in an innocent way, but
how is telling a woman to leave after she doesn't want to have sex rapey?
No, it's the consequence.
No, no, no.
No, no, no.
No, no, no. Hell no. We going all. We
he
going
said
all
to leave. Yeah, yeah. No, that's, how is
it
that?
It would be the opposite. But I'm saying she's referring to the part where he says there are consequences. Some guys might see, oh, consequences. Yeah. I got to take.
I'm not saying you see it as that. I'm not saying you do at all. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying that a lot of men take that type of mentality and they take it like to a different extent. And they, you know, there's.
Does anyone in the chat take what we said on the video to go and grip a woman? Please tell me, because to me, I was like, how is this correlating to what she's saying? It makes no sense.
Yeah.
We're saying, let her leave. How does that say, hey, go grape her?
Well, this is there's a more important lesson to this. And the more important lesson is that there is no problem with women making crazy accusations about you without any type of consequence. That's what you guys really need to take away from this. Like, the biggest part about this, guys, is that we live in a world now where women can openly call you terms that can destroy your identity with almost zero consequence. Make no mistake about it, guys. The reason why they felt comfortable saying these types of things is because no man has probably checked them in the past that you can't do this. You can't talk to me like this. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of guys will tolerate a lot of stupidity from girls for the purposes of getting laid. But this is probably the first time where they've said, oh, this is toxically masculine, or this is misogynistic, or this gives off rapey vibes, and they've been actually challenged on it. Because notice how when we said, whoa, 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 all right, now y'all need to explain where you came from. And then they immediately started backtracking, like, well, not in like, it, you know, it's kind of like in an innocent way. No, there ain't nothing innocent about using that word, you know, and it's labeling someone saying it's rapey or whatever it is. But this is the world we live in, guys, where these types of terms can be thrown out openly with zero consequence, you know? That's why they felt okay to say it. It's not even them. It's modern day feminism has taught women that it's completely socially acceptable to shame men with disparaging terms with zero consequence because they feel a certain way. You guys get what I'm saying here? Just because a woman feels a certain way, she can go ahead and make accusations and or claims that can destroy you.
Yo, this is the type of chick, right, bro, that would meet you, have fun with you, and meet to you and not blink twice. Like, dude, this is dangerous, bro. Dude, this is traits of like a psychopath, honestly, bro. Like, I was looking at her, I was like, bro, this chick is not even like budging because she's like, yo, this is how I feel.
And here's a scary thing, bro. Like, and it's not even her, guys. A lot of women think like this, guys.
Yeah.
Like, we're not even going to throw shade at her.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm glad that she said that because she said it with her chest, unlike a lot of other girls.
Yeah, she didn't back down.
A lot of women feel this way, man. A lot of modern-day women feel this way, that your needs are not important. My needs are more important. And as a matter of fact, your needs come second to mine, and you should acquiesce to my comfort, regardless of what I do to you. That's the reality. Oh, you want bedroom fun from me, but I don't want to give it? Well, you know what? You still need to treat me like a princess, even though I'm not getting it. No.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? By me doing that, I'm basically, by me acquiescing to your comfort levels when you're not giving me what I want, that infers that you are better than me. And like, you're doing me a favor by even being in my presence. No, you're not better than me. You got to leave too.
You know what scares me? Yeah. All the guys out there dating girls like this, that don't even know.
Yeah.
Like you might be going good for now, but something you do just turns it the wrong way. And she's like, you know what? I'm over you. Great. Yeah.
So,
me too.
Let's hit these super chats real quick. Donovan Sharp. Meyer, don't bring her back. She argued in Bath Bay. She parsed her words, changed her positions, and moved the goalposts. Not only that, she low-key tried to get your channel taken down. A woman who can't substantiate claims is dangerous. That is true, Donovan.
That's true.
That is true.
But I
have no problem with, like, you know, because here's the thing. This is why I'm not scared to debate feminists or women that think this way. When you speak facts and you speak the truth always prevails. They can make whatever claim they want. But if they can't prove it in reality, it doesn't matter. And I'm not scared to have my views challenged because I already know that I got the truth on my side.
But she couldn't back up anything, bro.
She couldn't back up anything.
The whole hour long.
I kept telling her, what is misogynistic about what I'm doing? Oh, well, it has misogynistic undertones.
What is it?
I pulled up the definition of misogyny from Webster Dictionary, and it had nothing to do with, it said prejudice, hate, and or contempt of women. Where in there am I showing hate or contempt for women?
And you know the funny part? If we hated women, they wouldn't even be on the show. We wouldn't care to hear their opinion.
Yeah.
We wouldn't go on dates. We would never like I'm confused at why she even said that.
Yeah.
I think she meant the word sexist.
That's
like you said earlier. That's what she meant.
What she really meant to say was sexist, guys.
Yeah.
Because the more and more she kept like trying to, you know, substantiate her claim, what she was defining was sexism, which for, and we could bring up sexism here in a second. Chris, can you pull it up in another tab, the definition of sexism, and we'll go into that. But yeah, I'm, while Chris pulls that up, super I'll read chats. Some super chats as
Ken
well.
Ken M, $20. She manipulated the video and used strong language with nothing to back it up. Women like her are dangerous to society, and that's scary. My husband and I was shocked watching this. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Yo, imagine marrying a girl like that, bro. Bro, you would be in the dirt, bro. Like, that's crazy, man.
That's where we live in, man. That's where we live in. So here's a definition of sexism, guys. If we can enlarge that real quick, because I'm blind.
Prejudice,
stereotyping, or discrimination, typically against women on the basis of sex. So what she really meant to say is sexism is what I think she meant to get at, because clearly there's no grounds for misogyny. I mean, hell, let's be real. Them being on the podcast in itself already proves we're not misogynists.
Yep.
If you're a misogynist and you hate women, why you would never even think to bring them on your platform? You would just talk smack and never have them on.
And secondly, they would never come back. The girl was hurt twice already.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah. So if we're misogynists, we would never have women on the show.
Yep.
That's number one. So what I think she meant to say was we're sexist. And I always said on this podcast anyway, okay, reality is sexist.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? The thing is this, women typically, not all, but a lot of women want to call things sexist when it doesn't benefit them, but they want to call it equal when it does benefit them. I'm going to say that again. Slow that down. It's sexist, right? If you say, you know what? I'm not tolerating you not having sex. I'm not tolerating this bad behavior. You got to leave. But it is not sexist if I take her on a date, I pay for the date, I hold the door open for her. Pick her up from the car, from her on a date, I open a car for her, I open doors for her, I put a chair out for her. That's sexist as well. But guess what? She benefits from the sexism. So she ain't going to call you a sexist there. She's going to call you a gentleman. But when you give her treatment, right, that isn't necessarily to her benefit, it's sexist. So they like to pick and choose when they want to call you a sexist. And the reality is, the world is sexist. Reality is sexist. The fact that we have two different standards in the military for women is sexist. The fact that women get to get into clubs for free while men have to pay is sexist. It's just that we don't label these things sexist because when women benefit, they shut their mouths. But when they don't benefit, they want to scream sexism, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. That's the difference, guys. They want equality on differences. They want equality, but they don't want to deal with the consequences of equality, which is being treated as an equal regardless. You know, they still want the female privileges, right, of traditionalism, while also simultaneously getting the equality. And it doesn't work that way. You can't have it both ways.
Yep.
You know, absolve yourself of one responsibility, but then get a benefit of the same thing. So
20 and up.
Okay, 20 and up, guys. Sika and Yang, been a while since I've been able to watch the show. Here's money for Myron's future hair plugs. Thanks so much. And then y'all got to get rich to reaction to this. That's from NL Coach. Thank you so much.
All right. JQ Nelson Films, $20. You follow Redhead, but she doesn't follow you back. Not sure if you know this. Just looking out in case she uses that against you. Okay. Obos Ikini, $16.99. Greeting from New Zealand. You guys held frame nicely last night. Keep it up. Doing things we can't do in the workplace. There you go. Lord Ill, last night $50 donation that calls himself a real man. Agreed with Red and spoke on sex. Your spiritual connect for women and use trigger words like evading a woman's temple, exposing himself as a weak beta male simp. Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I saw that. See, the thing is that guy that...
Agreed.
That guy that agreed, we have no problem with that. Like, yeah. I get what he's saying, but he's using a traditional definition for modern-day women that are no longer traditional. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to have that... Because here's the thing, guys. You got to understand, especially for all the religious guys out there that, like, you know, oh, well, you know, a woman's body is her temple, blah, blah, blah. That works if the woman that you're dealing with is traditional and a virgin, whatever it is. Cool. Apply that rule. But let's be honest here.
In the West?
Most women aren't.
Yeah.
So just like I said before with the used car salesman analogy, why should a man pay full price for a car that's been driven around for free? Like, you know, you got to get with some of these like religious guys that have been married for a while. You got to get with the times, man. You guys can't give old school rules to new school guys that are dealing with new school problems.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
How about you go back into the dating market, you find a girl just like that?
Yeah.
How about you find that?
Yeah. So, like, you know, like, because we had another guy come in and say, Myron, I disagree with your advice that men need to have sex with 50 girls. And I, you know, and then he said, well, I married my wife as a virgin at 20. I said, with all due respect, what you go through is not the reality for most men.
Yep.
That type of advice is unicorn advice. And on top of that, advising men to operate that way in today's sexual marketplace
dangerous.
Is destructive. If I tell a guy, hey, save your virginity, wait for the right girl, whatever, what's going to happen? They're going to be able to leverage sex against you even more
finesse.
Because you're not sexually experienced. You don't know how women operate. So what's going to happen? You're sexually inexperienced. She's sexually experienced. She's going to run circles around you. She's going to start manipulating you for sex because you don't know better. Bam, you're getting finessed all day. And as a matter of fact, that goes down anyway right now. Look at all the sugar daddies out here. Look at all the guys that are simping on girls that don't like them. Men are already at a
huge disadvantage
at this point from it. So we can't use old school lenses for new school problems. So that's my only issue with the religious guys. Guys, you are lucky and blessed to be able to find a woman that was a virgin due to religion. The average guy can't operate like that though, man. And it's downright destructive for them to operate that way because it sets them up for failure. You're setting them up to go into a gunfight with a fucking butter knife. That's what you do when you tell a guy who's in a modern day sexual marketplace to look for women that are old school like you, bro. They don't make women from that cloth anymore. So Isaac Lance, $20. Hey, Myron Fresh. You guys did a fire job going back and forth. Reminded me of Jadakiss and Styles P. I seen it was frustrating. Thanks for holding it down. Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah. Soldier for Christ, we are at war.
Redhead is proof that we all need to invest cat in cat food and dog food.
Hilarious. I say all the time, man. You want to have a smart investment? Get cat food and
dog food. Christopher Serdak, for real, guys. Watch this Pacific episodes 2 and 3 as Hollywood's embarrassingly honest admission of what they avoid and monetize of both sides. Time well spent. Okay, all right. I'll strike $20. I thought the question you dodged was, do you think it's wrong that 6-year-old men like 18 to 24-year-olds?
That is the question, actually.
Oh, yeah, that might have been.
That was a question, so thank you, all strike.
Yeah, yeah. But and, either way, she wanted an emotional response.
We answered it.
Yeah.
Our feelings towards that point is irrelevant. Guys want younger girls. It's just reality.
Yeah.
So why do we have to say, oh, I feel like it's bad or good? It doesn't matter. My feelings are irrelevant. It is what it is. If I'm an older guy, I want to date a hot young girl. That's my preference. Yeah. So what?
Yeah, she was asking. Yeah, good catch, bro. Thank you. Yeah, but that's what it was. That was the question. Alpha men don't give women ultimatums. Their behaviors imply they have options with other women. Betas talk about options they want women to think they have. That triggers women's hypergamous filters. Okay, thank you. Shout out to Rolo Tomasi, by the way. Shout out to Rolo. X Factor. Protect Myron at all costs. You guys are growing at an amazing rate. Now chicks are doing opposition research on your Instagram profiles in order to come on your show with an agenda. Redhead loss. Cue sign language. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Zentians, I was hoping they would also know that paternity fraud or any other reason can and will end up costing a man emotional investment in a child. Not that that's not theirs, along with half the man's resources. Exactly. I didn't even get into that part. Mind boss, self-made. The rational male, that was very true. And I was thinking the same thing. For a man to call another female and his intentions were to have the other woman hear him is beta. Honestly, it's corny. He's emotional and in his feelings. Okay.
He had fitness.
Respect to Myron for keeping his cool. This show showed how simple it is for people like her to attempt at destroying someone's image, bosses, journalists, etc., who approach this topic with the same mentality. Love from the UK. Yep. As Red was saying, I feel like it was misogynistic and grapey, but she kept not understanding that those feelings were her interpretation of that, not reality. Very true. Women have no problem putting men in their place. Fair is fair. And then Christopher Serdak, our Red will be legendary, a turning point. Okay.
Jason, first off, yeah, $20. Thank you, brother. Denton it, $20. I was hoping that previous post, Sex Regret for Women, an action regret by men's study will be brought up. It would have shut her up. Do you guys have an email for content submission for more facts? A DM Trade Talk Sports on Instagram. We got a lot here.
Okay, and then I think the last one.
We haven't read it. Let's see.
We need to do 50 and up, man.
Yeah, 50 and up. 50 and up, guys. Sorry, we got to keep the show going, guys.
Doug F. She did this on purpose. Manipulative brat. What got me is when she said it was grapes. She in my head. Yeah, me too, browser. Bro, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they throw that word openly, guys. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sub-Zero real quick. $50. Women typically like the redhead misuse the term misogyny, purposely to try to equalize the argument they're losing. It is their emotion and feelings that they live by, and Red showed her ignorance. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a trump card, guys, that they use at all times. So, yeah. And guys, no offense, but yeah, we're going to read 50 and up just because we want to get through the show.
Welcome, Desmond Montgomery, to the members chat.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
And quick little break.
Guys,
this breakdown is brought to you guys by
T-Channel,
our sponsor.
Yep.
Yeah, you need to definitely get your skin on point when you deal with situations like this.
You have to, man.
If you don't want wrinkles on your face after debating angry feminists, you need to get T-Channel,
man.
This is one of my, that was a good
segue.
Yeah, that was a good segue.
So, guys, okay. T-Channel, man, the number one men's skincare product in the world, because guess what? Super easy to use for your face, your body, under your eyes, your whole skin and your face is very important. Because guys, obviously on the show all the time, what do girls want? A very clean and hygienic guy. Real talk. You meet a girl for the first time, she's seeing you, she's smelling you, you smell a little raunchy, might be a turn off. Or even down below, might be a turn off. So you want to be in your best hygienic state, because guess what? Girls like it, guys respect it, and at the same time, you look good at the same time.
For those of you out there that might work stressful jobs, this stuff is very important, okay? Because if you don't take care of your skin, guys, it's going to show. Yes. Now, as you guys can see, I'm losing some of my hair, but this skin is still nice and clear, baby. And that is done thanks to T. Shanley. And guys, they give you, I use a level 3, just so you guys know, I use a level 3. It comes with a face wash, comes with a scrub, right, to get that dead skin off. Then it comes with an eye serum and, a super serum, which is, you know, for anti-aging. Then it comes with an eye cream, right, to get rid of those dark circles. Then you get a PM and an AM moisturizer. PM moisturizer is what you take before you go to bed. And nighttime. Then the AM, it has some SPF in it. You do it in the morning when you wake up. Do it twice per day, guys. This is a level 3. And they give you what I call this stupid proof card here. Chris, can you put the camera on me real quick?
Dummy proof.
Sure. Yeah, dummy proof card. It basically tells you step 1, right, during the day, put face wash on your face. Step 2, put cream. You know what I'm saying? It's hilarious. So they literally make it stupid proof here. So yeah, guys, definitely check it out. Click the link below. If you click the link, they're going to give you a free gift.
Free gift.
You know, I've been using T. Shanley myself, guys, since 2018. So
yeah,
it's easy for me to talk about.
He put me on
it.
Honestly, man, like I use it every single day in the shower, for the soap. And they got a new product out that I can't mention, but it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. So guys, if you want to preserve your skin and you work a stressful job and you want to keep them wrinkles off and them dark circles off your eyes, definitely get some T. Shanley, guys. Shout out to them. We've been messing with them for a minute.
Yeah.
And
smell good, feel good. Get it goes you want.
Facts.
And be good.
Take care of yourself, guys.
There you
Take
go.
Care of yourself. And especially when you do jobs that are strenuous, like maybe being on a talk show and debating people every day. all right, guys. So, okay. So, go transitioning.
Back to the show. I got JD Kimber, $50. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for the sticker. Thank you, fam. And let's keep playing the video.
Sure.
Someone said, stay away from that redhead for clear skin. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord. There you go.
And let me make this very clear, guys. Like, we don't hate this girl.
Yeah, we at don't. All.
We really don't. I was just talking with her earlier. I was like, yo, we're going to bring you back. Bring your feminist friends.
Yeah.
Like, I look at it like these conversations need to be had.
I just want it to be known. If you can bring in those comments, you got to back it up.
Yeah.
All the way. Like you said on the show. All the way.
We ain't emotional over here, guys. We can look at things objectively. And real talk, if I got to lose a little bit of hair so you guys can, like, see the thought process of modern day Western women, so be it. It is what it is, man. Business first. Fuck feelings.
There you go.
Let's continue on. We don't operate on what ifs, could ofs, and whatever.
Okay. Well, that's the reality.
It's not the reality, because I'm simply saying, woman doesn't want to have sex. Cool. You must leave. Period. There's nothing rapey about that. If anything, in the video, I said, I respect your boundaries, but you have to leave.
There you go.
And then you said this podcast, so you're addressing us in this studio. You know what I'm saying?
The content.
So and it comes off as rapey. Under where did we say there? Do anything that is rapey.
Every girl I deal with never ever said that to me. Any girl on the show that's been on the show never said that either. So you're saying that right now. I want you to tell us exactly why.
As well, she didn't like
why you're saying that. If you tell us why you're saying that and there's facts behind it, I'll believe you.
Like I said, I'm not saying you guys are rapey at all. I'm not saying that. I'm sure you guys are.
But she did say that earlier.
Sure she did say that earlier.
Would never do something like that. That's backtracking. Not what I'm saying.
Yeah, it comes off as rapey.
I'm saying that contributes to that type of mentality.
I was getting fed up, bro.
That they feel so entitled to a woman that, yeah, a lot of times they commit acts of sexual violence.
Chris, downgrade the quality. Yeah. While you do that, I'm going to break that down. So, guys, what she's basically saying here is that she's speculating that our content is going to lead to men, how do I say this, pulling up, like, adhering, basically.
She's
speculating that we're going to turn guys into potential rapists. You know what I'm saying?
By telling girls to leave.
Yeah. Which is a ridiculous claim. You know, this is like someone in the chat mentioned it earlier. For some of you guys that are older here, if you guys don't remember back in the 2000s, Eminem and Marilyn Manson got hit with this. You know, after the Columbine shooting, people basically were saying, this music incites violence, blah, blah, blah. And the thing is this, man, people need to take some goddamn personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Okay. You are not responsible for what people do after consuming your content, especially in this situation where that's a stretch at best. Because if anything, we're teaching guys the opposite. We're
not to
get rid of her
and not to be mean to it as well.
Yeah. Like literally you're getting rid of her. So that absolutely eliminates any type of great potential.
Low interest girls need to go.
Yeah, exactly.
High interest girls need to stay. That avoids one, grape, and two, me too. So literally, we're saving guys by saying, hey, you know what? Don't push the situation. She doesn't want to do it. Get her out. Let her leave. Let her go on her way. Bring a girl out she wants to come your way. That's what we're saying, man. So it's just funny to me she said it because I'm like, yo, tell us how exactly we're being grapey. She can do it.
Well, I'll tell you this. Let's talk about this. This is a deep rooted problem, and I'm going to say it right now. A lot of women in the West truly believe that we're in a grape culture. I'm going to say that again. I need you guys to listen to this very, very carefully. A lot of women in the West watch crime dramas. They see celebrities getting picked up for Me Too accusations. They see movies where women are getting, you know, raped and actually assaulted, if you guys know what I'm saying.
CSI Miami,
etc. And what they think is that we live in a grape culture. That is incorrect. Okay? If you look at FBI statistics, right? Only about 1 in 1,900 women gets raped per year. Okay? And on college campuses, they like to say, oh yeah, 1 in 4 women gets raped on college campuses. No, it's actually more like 1 in 2,000. Okay? But just like the wage gap myth and other feminist type myths that don't take everything into account, we have all these stupid, how do I say this, assumptions about what's going on, saying that there's a grape culture. No, there's not a grape culture. Last time I checked, if a man grapes a woman, he's going to be prosecuted to a severe extent if it's actually found, okay? A grape culture is that one which men don't suffer consequences for committing the crime, okay? A grape culture is a culture where it is incentivized for men to do this to women. Last time I checked, in the West and in the United States in general, grape is illegal. Men are punished severely for it. And as a matter of fact, I'll take it a step further. We've overcorrected with grape culture to the point where if a woman merely makes a fucking accusation, a man is guilty before he's proven innocent.
Yep.
That's the truth. Okay? We don't live in a grape culture. But a lot of women in the West are indoctrinated to think that we live in a grape culture when we really don't. Okay? So I want you guys to understand this. This isn't coming from her being like dumb or stupid or whatever. Yes, what she's saying is stupid. But understand, guys, that this is a deep-rooted problem in Western culture in general. If you take an average woman off the street and you asked her, do you think we live in a grape culture? I would be willing to bet over 50% of them are going to say yes. Then you go ahead and tell them, well, do you know that only 1 in 1,900 women gets raped? Did you know that on college campuses, actually not 1 in 4, it's actually more like 1 in 2,000 gets raped? And these are stats from the FBI. Shout out to Steven Crowder. He talked about this on his thing. Grape culture is a myth. Changed my mind.
Yeah.
And no one can do it. One woman went on there and she tried to argue with feelings and all this other stuff. You guys should watch. It's a very RP video. You guys could see he's giving logic and facts. She's arguing with emotion, saying, well, I've been great before. You don't know my experience. And this is the unfortunate reality, guys. Women tend to see the world through only their lens, not through everything else objectively. That's why when I said a man doesn't want a woman that has had sex with a lot of partners, she immediately knee-jerk reaction was to say, I am shallow. But she said that I'm shallow because she doesn't understand the male experience. So what do I do? As I always do on this podcast, I give a female equivalent so they could feel the same pain. What's your deepest, darkest fear? Oh, getting raped. Oh, really? Okay, what about you? Getting raped. All right, cool. That's how men feel when they have to pay for a child that they thought was theirs. Oh, eureka. That's how it feels. Damn, that sucks. But they can't come to that conclusion without me giving them the female feeling first.
Yep.
We talk about on this podcast all the time. Many women are solipsistic, and they're not solipsistic because they're bad people or they're incapable of empathy. No, they're biologically manufactured that way to not have emotions after they leave a man for a stronger man. Let's go down history, right? Since the beginning of time, when men conquered new lands, what happened? They would kill the men. They'd kill the fighting age boys, and they would take the women as prisoners, okay? To propagate their own society in the future.
As war brides, yeah.
As war brides. So what did women have to learn since the beginning of time? Well, I must acquiesce to my new conquerors. I must be able to detach myself emotionally from a man that no longer can provide me security and safety and move on to the next guy. You guys want to know why so many women get over breakups so quickly? Because women are hardwired to be able to monkey branch to the next best thing for their own survival. And most importantly, not for their own survival, for their child's survival, guys. The whole reason that we have this fantastic studio, we have high-rise buildings, lights, cameras, all this other stuff.
Technology.
It's because of female hypergamy. Since the beginning of time, women have ensured only the best get to procreate. Okay? If you were like, hey, one of them dudes, you ain't get to procreate because you don't measure up to continue society on a functioning, a high-functioning level. So women, through natural selection alone, pick the best. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. We're not here to disparage women for the way they mate select. We're just here to tell you guys what is about how they mate select, okay? Solipsism is an inherent thing that they have because it's a survival tactic, and we can't get mad at women for being that way. But this is the truth. Their solipsism does not allow them to see beyond their own two eyes and their nose, and they can make crazy accusations like, we live in a great culture, despite facts that I just presented that only one in almost 2,000 women actually gets raped. But why is that? Because their experience watching TV, their friends making claims, these Me Too accusations, whatever, it over-centralizes something that is not as prevalent as people think.
Bam.
So let's continue on, guys.
You know what's the worst part, though? Like, imagine everyone that's in jail. The athletes, the guys in school, you know, the average guy working in a regular job.
Yeah.
Like, she regrets it, says, oh, he raped me. And he's in jail now for the rest of his life. That to me is like, yo, that's sad, man.
Yeah. But that's the truth. They will sit there and say we live in a grape culture when it's actually the contrary. We live in a in the anti-grape culture, because if a man is merely accused with zero evidence,
yeah, it could be false.
Reputation is tarnished. Look at Brett Kavanaugh.
Yep.
We had a woman come forward, say, this man raped me 40 years ago plus. I don't remember any of the details. And all my friends that testified couldn't corroborate my story, but you know what? He did it. And then we got people coming out the fucking woodwork. Believe all women.
And she wrote a whole book on it too, right?
She wrote it. But exactly. What people don't know is that she had a GoFundMe. She wrote a book about it. She made a bag off of that. Okay? Now, am I here to say that there aren't women that are victims of rape? No, I'm not saying that. There's a lot of women that are victims of rape. But what I will say is that it's not as prevalent as women try to say it is. Okay? And false accusations is a real thing. It is a real thing. Okay? And we've gotten to a point now where even someone like Brett Kavanaugh, a flawless record, Supreme Court justice, had his name dragged through the mud with zero evidence. He had to go and testify in a circus court under oath about an accusation that couldn't even be substantiated. If that happened to a Supreme Court justice, one of the highest justice officials in the country, what the hell do you think is going to happen to an average guy?
Sheesh.
This is how this is the state that we're in right now, guys. You know, This conversation here with this girl, this is not important. What's more important is the deep-rooted backing from where she has her ideology. That's the problem. I'm not here to insult her. I'm here to tell you guys, this is the indoctrination camp that we live in the West, where women are perpetually told that they're victims. They're perpetually told incorrect stats about crime and all this other stuff. I don't feel safe when I go outside. Okay, here's the facts. Men are far more likely to be victims of violent crime, not women. What? Yeah, you might feel unsafe when you walk outside, but the reality is, me as a man walking outside, I'm far more prone to become a victim of violent crime than you are. But this is what we have, guys. We live in a feels before real society, okay? And when you point out these logical statements that are correct and factual, you're a misogynist. You're an asshole. You're a jerk. You lack empathy. No, I'm not misogynistic. I'm realistic.
Yep.
All right, let's hit some of these real quick. Copa Fitness, I'm a cop, and most grape calls we get are false. I can give you guys more details in your IGDM. There you go.
No, bang. There you go.
It's used as a weapon a lot of the times, guys, because a woman knows falsely. If she makes an accusation against you, it's the easiest and strongest way to destroy a man.
If you get grapes, you're not going to forget any details, you know?
Yep, and they could take your kid away from you. So make no mistake about it, guys. Awful as grape is,
yeah,
there are women that use it to their benefit for evil means and lie. Because women know deep down that's the trump card. If I throw this at you, you ain't coming back.
Yep. Your career, your family, your friends.
How many men's lives have been tarnished by accusations like this? But this is the world we live in. It's okay for women to just throw that word around. Listen, man. Podcast is rapey.
This is why I got receipts, man. Text receipts, FaceTime calls, all that shit, bro. So come correct, man.
All right, let's get some of these super chats. We'll keep playing here. The mind you're digging into this, control minds, control the world. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Social media feeds the female economy for attention. Women control 80% of the global economic expect.
Mic drop.
Absolutely.
Yep.
They do control the, they make 90%+ of the financial decisions.
JD Kimber, $50. Every time a woman argues using possibility, you guys need to hold up a sign that says possibility with a red circle around it. And a red line through it to let them know they can't do that.
Yeah, well, I told you guys that's how typically it is. All right, cool. So we're caught up. Let's go back. Sorry for that rant, guys, but I had to really like bring that up. This is the world we live in, man. A lot of women, if you ask them, think that we live in a grape culture. No, we do not.
We got to show it tonight too, as well, with some girls.
Okay.
So we gotta.
Yeah.
Keep this concise.
Yeah. We're gonna. Yeah. So, Chris, let's keep playing it real quick.
So. Let's see here.
It's women, and it's unfortunate, and it's true.
On the contrary, we're telling them to not do that and to find another girl.
He just told him to leave.
What?
Like okay. Yes. I can understand if he said to hold her down,
her
by the neck,
lock the door,
make her call submit. A girl.
No,
he said to leave.
I'm not saying about the fact that he told her to leave. I'm saying about the fact that you guys in that video were saying that women are these beings that you need to submissive, that need to be taught to like be put into their place if they don't want to have sex with you.
Pause it. Play the video one more time, Chris. Because I didn't hear
Where did I say
that?
Where did I say
pause? Hold on.
Me? Oh,
no. Did you say I said it in the video too as well.
What's going on?
But no, hold on. At what point did Myron say that statement that she just said? What point? Because I didn't hear that at all. You guys saw the video earlier, right? Myron never said that she needs to be submissive to me. He didn't say that at all in that video. So that's why I'm confused with what she's talking about. But anyhow, go ahead.
Sex with
Chris,
you.
Play the video one more time, please.
Yeah, like, nah.
I did not hear
go all the way with this.
None of that.
If you're gonna make claims like this, you gotta back it up all the way, man. And we got 100,674
people
watching
the video.
Right now.
Go to the channel. This is crazy right now. I can't believe this.
Yeah, see, she got you because of her flexible definition of misogyny. Nail down the definition and you stop her. Exactly, which is what we're saying. If you're gonna make a claim, ladies, you gotta be able to stand on it.
Because look,
with 2 feet,
we love women
all the way. Yeah,
all day, every day.
And yeah, guys, quality is bad because you know.
Yeah, right we want the video to not not pause, guys. So we have to downgrade the quality. Yeah. I don't know why StreamYard is acting
guys,
like this.
Guys, next show we handle it, guys.
The clip is actually on our channel.
Yeah,
and the full video is there as well.
Yeah, but we're just playing it for audio purposes, guys, so you can hear what's going on. So we'll continue playing it.
But
we're gonna play
to
it again.
Say that, man.
What do I say? That okay. So we play it again here. Let's fast forward
once again. Come
All right, let's play it again.
Play the clip.
Let's fast forward here, Chris. Okay, so we're gonna go now to the point where we go around the table and get the other lady's thoughts.
Okay.
So if you look on the timestamps, it's when I started talking with the blonde. We go around the table at this point.
Amen.
And then we talk about Miss Andrew, which I want to point to that as well.
So what's the time?
Okay, let's see here. Okay, as they age, serious accusations, we're playing video super chats. Okay. Hit 313 55
and it's chasing you. You feel fair, right? That's natural. If you know the guy you're talking to is talking to another girl, you might get anxiety. Competition anxiety. That's normal.
Okay, so pause this.
Or you might not care.
She did not like that I mentioned competition anxiety in the video.
Yeah.
So let me define that real quick because a lot of women are going to know that. Competition anxiety is simply her, right? Feeling the potential loss of a man that she likes for not getting on his program, okay? Now, I was telling her that I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyway because I'm in my own home. If I call another girl and she happens to feel anxiety, that's not my problem, okay? Because she's not... Why should a man have to worry about a woman's feelings when she clearly doesn't care about his? And I asked the girls that, and they didn't have an answer. Well, you know, you should worry about her feelings. And then we went into a debate like, well, I was like, well, why do we not care about the man's feelings? He put time, effort, and resources into it. Oh, well, $50, that's not a big deal. Like, what? Are you entitled to his $50 in his time? We'll show that part too. But that's where this conversation is going, guys, just so you know.
Don't chase, replace. But yeah, we gotta
All right, play it. Some girls don't care about men.
Yeah.
She might have said, I don't give a fuck. I was trying to get a dinner date anyway. So who wins? The guy wins, because now he doesn't have to deal with her anymore.
There you go.
But you're, the whole
you
point,
guys are assuming the girl cared about her. But here's the reality. A lot of women go out on dates with men that they have zero intention of fucking or they don't even like. I'm teaching men to protect them.
It's freezing up again.
Man, yeah. this is the worst.
We get, yeah, the full video is actually on the channel as well.
Against vultures.
Yeah. Because the quality is kind of bad here. People yeah. complain in chat.
Okay, let's. Can you show the timestamps one more time, Chris?
Yeah, sure.
Trying to show that misandry part here. And this is towards the end, so we're wrapping up here, guys. Don't worry. More serious accusation. Final thoughts. Manipulation. Okay, hit that. Manipulation is not misogyny.
Anybody wears makeup.
Okay, are you a misandrist? Which, do you know what that means?
Define misandrist.
Okay, see, everyone knows. Okay, pause it real quick. Okay, guys, just giving you a setup here. So basically, they said by me calling another girl in front of this girl, that's misogyny. Okay, that's what that's what the argument here is, guys. I'm like, you're calling another girl, that's misogynistic. And I was like, oh, really? Let me use that same logic on you. Okay, so I asked the girl, you're wearing makeup, correct? And then this is where we go from here. That's what misogyny is, but
not misandry.
But they don't know what misandry means. Misandry is the hatred of men.
I don't hate men, no.
Okay. You're notice how no one by wearing makeup pause, and pause, propping pause. Yourself up. Notice how no girl at the table knew what misandry meant. That's very telling. All right, let's keep going. Up to look a certain way. Is that misandry?
Not in my opinion.
Okay. Perfect. Good.
I do this for myself, not for anybody else.
Perfect. Me calling a woman to get sex from someone else myself. Is not misogyny. It's for myself.
See no, and ridiculous? It's not no, that. No, hell it's no. Not no, that. No.
Let me finish my point. Let me finish my point, and then I'll give it to you. See how when I used it, makeup, you dress yourself a certain way or whatever, and I called you misandry. See how asinine that sounded? You don't hate women simply by changing your look to look better.
No, and I never said you hated women.
And I don't hate women by calling another one to replace the one that isn't giving me what I want. So nothing about it is misogynistic. As much as we want to say manipulation, whatever, that does not mean that I hate women. You can consider it manipulation, but then I can turn around and say, well, you wear makeup. Does that mean you hate men? Absolutely you don't. And I know you don't.
Wait,
it'd be asinine for me to call you a misandrist. But it's okay for you to call me misogynistic for calling another woman and manipulating.
But the matter of fact, you're calling another female. So that's not the hatred of women. You're calling another female.
I never said he hated women.
You said it's misogynistic.
Okay, yeah. Well, let me change
thank
my
you.
Okay. Oh, now you want to move the goalposts.
It's disrespectful.
No, that's fine.
In my opinion, if you want to let me hear that you're calling another woman, it's disrespectful.
I'll take that. Okay.
But if I didn't care about you in the first place, it's not going to hurt me.
Exactly.
And I can get up and leave.
I'll take disrespectful, but I will not accept misogynistic.
Yeah, so just
like I said, I'm going to put you in the corner and tell me where I'm misogynistic. And that's why I had to use that logic. Because by, no offense to your logic, but no offense to you, but by your logic, manipulation is misogyny. Then we could call every single woman a misandrist for wearing makeup and getting breasts done and getting asses done, all that. But that would sound stupid, wouldn't it? Pause it.
Very, very stupid. Clearly.
So, yeah, guys.
Stupid.
This is why when you deal with women, you almost always have to put it back on their lens so that they can understand. You get what I'm saying? It wasn't until I told her, well, technically, makeup, getting your breasts done, and dressing a certain way is manipulation because that's not really you. You're manipulating your look to give yourself a better chance at being sexually arousing to the opposite gender. How is that different from me calling another girl, pre-selection, making myself more sexually arousing to the girl in front of me? How is that? If that's considered manipulation and misogynistic, then you wearing makeup and a push-up bra and getting your tits done to manipulate men into getting a new look for you is misandrist. And when I said that, I sounded ridiculous, right? And she was like, yeah, that's exactly how you sound by calling me a misogynist for calling another girl.
Honestly,
but you have to use that logic sometimes with the girl so they understand. That's why she had nothing to say when I put it back on her in her realm.
Think about it. That's nothing less than a dread game. You're basically using dread to a higher degree. Now, her saying that, look, I get it. You don't know what dread game is, whatever. But at the same time, it's like, she was trying to do a setup, but it's facts over feelings. And the facts were there. She couldn't dispute the facts. She said, hey, you know what? You're right. Disrespect. That's what it is. Not misogynistic. So
yeah. And the thing is that she was correct because she realized, okay, the term misogyny does not fit here. And that's actually funny because she said, is that because the girls kept saying, was that the real definition? We should go on Urban Dictionary. And we were just like laughing, like, what Webster. The hell? Like, no, that was the Webster Dictionary definition. Yep. That does not fit with calling another girl and telling her you got to leave. But like I said, you have to put it in their lens for them to understand. And it wasn't until I told her, you wearing makeup isn't misandrist, right?
But no? See, I can respect that she made a difference of opinion.
Yeah.
When she realized it was facts over feelings.
Yeah.
But her sister was like, nah, I'm sticking to my guns.
I'm sticking to my guns. Yeah, I'm going to die on this hill, even though I'm wrong.
We'll bring it back with some friends. Have a great debate. How about that?
Yeah. That's how I look at it. Okay. Hit some of these super chats real quick.
Mike Dog Bit, $50.
Pull
please.
Up on the stream 227 where she says men lead, then pull up 249. Sums up Red's manipulative victim thinking. This needs to be looked at. That's actually a good point. You know what? We could do that real quick. We could do that. We'll go for another like 5 minutes here, 10 minutes. Let's go to 227 real fast because this is very true because she contradicted herself significantly here. All right, so we're going to pull this up because I got a lot of people told me about this as well.
We're some submissive dogs that need to be put in our place. Like, no, we don't.
Bear with us here, guys. StreamYard is trash when it comes to playing YouTube videos or any content for that matter. I don't know why, but
it's because we got Twitch. Ever since we got Twitch, this was happening.
Really? On Twitch?
Yeah, I bet the
bad. Oh, it's because we're streaming it on Twitch too?
Yeah.
All right, try refreshing it, Chris.
Multi-streaming.
Yeah, because we're live streaming right now. It's a Facebook, Twitter, everything. So that's why it acts like this sometimes.
227.
Because we're streaming to like multiple different destinations. Let's see here if it works. God damn it. Still refreshing?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Guys, the full video is actually on the page,
the
guys.
Yeah, guys, you can like put those timestamps down 227:19, but you guys will see what it
is. Go drop a like. Go drop a like as well and comment your opinions on that because honestly, man, like that video was crazy to watch for the full hour.
It's,
honestly.
It's back. I've been
reading. Oh, it is.
Who leads relationships?
Yeah.
Men most of the time, yeah.
Okay. So by asserting dominance, what are you doing? You're taking leadership of the relationship, right? Or the interaction, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're asserting dominance, which is what men should do and what makes men attractive in the first place. So attraction isn't moral, as I said before. And nowhere in there did I say I hate women by exerting a boundary. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with a woman saying I don't want to have sex. And it's also nothing wrong for me to say you need to leave and I'm going to call another woman. I'm in my own home. I can do what I want. If I want to call a woman in front of her, that's whatever. But that in no means I'm a misogynist.
I'm saying the way you talk about women. Yeah. And I'm saying the way you were saying it. Oh, if a woman doesn't want to have sex with you men, you have to put her in her place.
Okay,
like
you gotta
I
use
hate
logic
repeating
here.
Myself.
You're going off of feelings. Like,
so what he said, it's how he said
it,
right?
No, it is what he said. He said what he said in the video. You guys can play it or rewatch it. I don't know what you want to do.
Pause.
And like I said, you've called women a bitch.
Where in the video did man call women bitches? Where did he say, hey, you need to submit to me? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
So I'm like, yo, what's she talking about, nowhere. Bro? Like, is she tweaking?
She's using her feelings to interpret it. Like, yeah. What she's talking about right now is her feelings from the her reaction to the video.
Yeah,
that's what she's doing. She's not basing it. In fact, she's basing off of how the video made her feel. And then she's expressing how she feels about the video. But that doesn't necessarily correlate with the content of the video. They're not attacking the content, guys, because when I told them what's wrong with putting up a boundary, nothing. But they had a problem with how you put up the boundary. And I'm here to say that's not really that doesn't matter because the girl doesn't clearly care about your feelings. Why should you care about hers?
Yeah, the argument was, why are you going to call a girl in front of her? Because it's going to hurt her feelings.
Yeah. Okay, and hit the 49, and then there's one more clip I want to show you guys, and then we're going to wrap this up. So here she clearly agrees with me that men lead, right? Women follow. Then we're going to go to the next one. Goddamn StreamYard.
Hey guys,
you've been saying the same thing over, and it's not misogyny, is what I'm trying to say. You've repeated yourself multiple times, and I've told you what you have said is not misogyny.
You, in the video... You are speaking about women as if we're dogs that need to be submissive and be taught a lesson. And it's just like there. I don't know if you can see that there's so many like misogynistic like
I'm teaching men to be leaders, which is inherently attractive to women.
Sorry. Oh, OK. OK.
I'm teaching men to be leaders, which is inherently attractive to women.
But earlier in the podcast, you said that women can't be in leadership roles, that they can't.
They cannot. Which is why I said I'm teaching men how to be in a leadership role to be attractive to women.
OK, yeah. So I would argue that, yeah. Also, that comment that you made that women cannot be leaders is pretty misogynistic as well. But I mean, look, we all have different.
OK, name one matriarchy that has stood at the test of time.
Just one. Just one.
OK, so pause that.
Name a what?
A matriarchy.
It's a
This is where, you know, she said that, you know, women could be leaders. And I said, okay, we'll show one, you know, society that's lived on, that's a matriarchy, and there's none. You know what I'm saying? And that's not to be sexist. It's rooted in fact. You know what I'm saying? Societies that have prospered and grown were all patriarchies. even today, you know what I mean? The world was built by men, which has allowed women to enter leadership roles, but within the, you know, the former patriarchy. I wouldn't say we have a patriarchy anymore. That's a whole other thing. But the patriarchy built it to allow women to even get there. Okay, so we're going to go to 341, 13.
Yeah. Like, I don't really care. I mean,
yeah, I know.
I wouldn't think about that, to be honest.
The point is that the man is under no obligation to worry about your feelings when he's not getting what he wants, just like you don't worry about his feelings when you waste his time. Why is it okay for a woman to waste a man's time and the man should still exercise some kind of discretion about her feelings?
Look, at the end of the day,
y'all not see how crazy you guys sound? Like, you guys want the man to take your feelings into account when you don't take his into account. That's the problem here. This is the problem in modern day society with dating. This is why this podcast is exploding in popularity. We teach men to not give women what they want when they no longer get what they want. Why is it okay for men to be treated as second class? Why is it okay for men to just take it? Why is it okay for men to just accept a woman's bullshit and not reciprocate? Why? Why is it okay, literally, to spend $50, spend your time, whatever it is? $50 might not be nothing to you, but it might be something to the guy that worked to earn that money to take you on a date, spend his time, etc., to take you out. You say, I don't want to fuck. Cool. But why is it okay for you to have your boundaries and waste his time, but it's not okay for him to tell you, get out and stop wasting my time? The way he does it is irrelevant.
There's nothing wrong with him telling you to leave.
Yeah, but do you guys have a problem with the way way you guys have a problem with the way he said it?
Like, you gotta be an adult about it.
It doesn't matter. It's his home. How he does it is up to him. And as a matter of fact, I told the guys to do it respectfully. Hey, you gotta go, but I'm calling another girl. Why is that a problem?
And he agrees. It's her right.
Why is that a problem? Like, that's the crazy part. Like, guys, we live in a world now where it is not okay for men to have their boundaries, man.
I'm going to Colombia, bro. I'm packing my stuff.
Yeah, fresh.
Colombia. Next flight. I will join tomorrow. You,
right?
Yeah. Okay. So, and y'all, play a little bit more. Hold on. I just want to.
You can say, Myron,
repeating yourself, and I could tell the girls are frustrated, but damn it. It's but yeah, so guys, that was in, because Kat, the girl in the blue hair, she was basically saying, like, well, because I said, well, why does no one care about the man's feelings? You should have said, well, you only spend $50 in 4 hours. Like, you know, you're making the girl feel bad. And I was like, hold on, wait 1 second. Are you saying that your feelings override the man's investment, time, and resources and effort to take you out on a date? And when I said it like that, she couldn't really answer. But that's what's ingrained in their head, is that, like, well, I'm entitled to this. Like, this is, I don't owe you anything for this. And it's like, okay, cool. You don't owe me anything, but I also don't owe you anything after I'm not getting what I want. But this is the world we live in, guys. This is how a lot of women think. They're entitled to your time while not reciprocating on their end and giving you what they want, guys. So just understand that this is the way the world is a lot of the times in Western countries. And protect yourselves, guys. If a girl isn't giving you what you want, walk away. I think that's the main message from this show, man. Be ready to walk away, because that's your only power. Mr. Obi-Wan 2020, this whole thing was like, Myron, don't jump off of skyscrapers. Red, if you build skyscrapers, people may get may get jump off them. Yeah, that's very true. It is a pretty crazy claim. As y'all tend to say, sex is a handshake. It's wild how she compared sex to a date without accepting the fact that both parties get something out of the act of sex, arguing like sex is a benefit to the men only. Nah, it's mutual. Yeah, very true.
Hey, guys, your only power is being able to walk away.
That's your only power.
And walking away actually can save your life from being.
And not only that, guys, you want to see how, if you guys want to know how powerful it is to walk away, look at the reaction that I incited by telling you, a girl, that you're going to walk away. Mm-hmm. Just remember this one cold heart. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What I was going to say was, remember this one thing, guys. All right. I want you to really, really, like, if we're going to end on this note. Understand that women always want to reserve the right to be able to call the shots and exercise their discretion while you simultaneously cannot exercise yours. I'm going to say that again. Guys, please listen very carefully. I need you guys to absorb this and beat it into your fucking head. Women always want to exercise, have the ability to exercise discretion when dealing with men and dating with men and leveraging sex for some kind of compliance, while you simultaneously can't exercise any type of discretion on your end. And as a matter of fact, if you do exercise discretion on your end to no longer tolerate her behavior, she has a bunch of social conventions and socially backed insults and shaming tactics for you, such as small dick energy, misogynist, jerk, selfish, whatever it is, fuck boy. We have all these modern day conventions to shame men for telling a woman kick rocks when she doesn't give you what you want. But we have nothing to hold women accountable for them leveraging sex against you. This podcast is one of the few things that teaches guys that you can play the game back. That's why this type of content is censored. That's why this type of content is shamed. That's why this type of content is constantly suppressed in algorithms. Because when men understand their power, that they can walk away and they don't have to tolerate the bullshit that comes from a lot of women, that's real power. And when women lose sexual leverage, guess what? They have no power, because that's their only fucking power. That's the only thing that they use to manipulate men. And when you take that away from them, they're powerless against you. That's why society does everything in its power, guys, to not let you know your worth. They do everything in their power to put women on pedestals. They do everything in their power to make men come off as second-class citizens, and she's entitled to your time and attention, and you need to be a gentleman, all that shit. Fuck that. We live in 2021. Chivalry is dead, and women killed it. You guys are no longer going to go into this gender war with a fucking butter knife. With us, we're going to arm you guys with bazookas so that you guys can play fair with the women that are in there with rocket launchers as well.
Yep.
Because that's the truth, man. Y'all got to know, this is the world that we live in, and times have fucking changed. You can't be a traditional man in a world where women are no longer traditionally women. You got to play by their rules. You got to treat them as expendable commodities, just like they treat us like expendable commodities. Period. Do not allow them to be the only ones that can exercise discretion. You can too, and I'm here to tell y'all motherfuckers you guys can. No sex? Totally fine, baby girl. If you ain't gonna fuck, you're gonna get chucked. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with chucking a girl that doesn't want to give you what you want.
Abundance mindset, man.
We'll catch you guys back in about an hour and a half. We'll catch you guys on a late night show. Thank you guys for the support. We appreciate it so much. And yeah, guys, just arm yourself with this knowledge and protect yourself in the future. Comply or goodbye, guys.
Don't chase, replace.
Exactly. Peace.